This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government unveils National Agriculture Policy 2026 to modernize farming sector. Government moves to resolve long-standing ISP dues dispute. Communication Minister Dr. Vikram Timil Sinha assures redressal for legitimate demands. And Russian missile strike on Ukraine's capital Kyiv kills 17 people, injuring 44 others. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal has appointed Yankee Ukyab as the chief executive officer of the Investment Board of Nepal. The decision was finalized during a cabinet meeting held today. According to government spokesperson Susmit Pokhrel, Ukyab was appointed to the executive leadership position based on a formal proposal submitted by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment has issued the National Agriculture Policy 2026, aiming to transform Nepal's agricultural sector into a modern, commercial, competitive and self-sustaining economic driver. Formulated in line with Nepal's federal governance structure, the policy prioritizes food security, food sovereignty, farmer income growth, production scaling, import substitution, and agricultural export promotion. Commenting on the launch, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chowdhury, stated that the policy addresses long-standing structural challenges to establish a sustainable and production-oriented agricultural system. The framework introduces strategic solutions for key issues such as land fragmentation, underutilized land, lack of irrigation and cold storage infrastructure, youth migration, climate change impacts, low productivity and heavy reliance on imports. Key focus areas of the policy include achieving self-reliance in basic food staples, promoting agri-industrialization, branding domestic produce for international markets, conserving biodiversity, and adopting digital farming technology alongside local traditional knowledge. The government has initiated formal steps to resolve long-standing disputes with internet service providers, ISPs, regarding unpaid telecommunication service charge, TSC royalties and Rural Telecommunication Development Fund RTDF dues. During a discussion with representatives from the Internet Service Providers Association of Nepal, ISPAN, today, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Vikram Timil Sinha emphasized that legally mandated taxes and fees must be settled. However, he stated that the government remains open to reviewing charges if tax assessments were levied in violation of existing laws. He further urged ISPAN to submit clear written proposals outlining their key operational challenges. Highlighting the current fiscal year as a period for telecommunication sector reforms, Minister Timil Sinha noted that the Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, cannot renew licenses for operators failing to meet financial obligations. To improve regulatory efficiency and market sustainability, he suggested that smaller, financially strained ISPs consider mergers and acquisitions rather than operating under heavy debt. In response, ISPAN requested the option to clear their multi-year arrears in installments, citing several financial pressure. The association noted that halted license renewals have severely impacted banking transactions and business expansion, while also calling for a reassessment of TSC charges and tax liabilities on uncollected revenue. Once a major regional exporter of raw jute to India and Bangladesh, Nepal now relies heavily on imports from both neighboring countries as domestic cultivation in eastern districts continue to decline. According to Mechi Customs Office data, raw jute worth 4.91 billion rupees was imported through the Kakarbitta customs point in the fiscal year 2082-83 Bikram Samvat, a 13.25% increase compared to 4.34 billion rupees in the previous fiscal year. Sivaram Nupani, who is the chief of the Meichi Customs Office, noted that the raw jute has now become the third largest import commodity through the eastern border crossing, trailing only to petrol and diesel. Agricultural officials attribute the sharp domestic downturn to escalating production costs and uncompetitive market returns. Sagar Bista, who is the chief of the Agriculture Knowledge Center in Chapa, stated that the jute farming in the district has shrunk to approximately 5,000 hectares as local farmers increasingly shift to paddy and other high-yielding crops to secure sustainable returns. The government of Nepal has appointed Dr. Kadir Alam as the chairperson of the Nepal Pharmacy Council. Dr. Alam took oath of office and secrecy today in the presence of Minister for Health and Food Safety, Nisa Mehta. According to the minister's personnel secretariat, Dr. Alam was selected for the leadership role following a competitive evaluation process among multiple applicants. During the swearing-in ceremony, Minister Mehta instructed the newly appointed chairperson to enhance the council's effectiveness, transparency and accountability. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 17 people have been killed and 44 others injured after Russia launched a large-scale overnight attack on Ukraine's capital Kyiv using ballistic missiles and drones. The strike is among the deadliest on the city this year. According to the BBC, the assault began shortly after midnight on Wednesday, triggering air raid sirens across Kyiv for more than an hour as multiple waves of ballistic missiles struck the capital and surrounding areas. Kyiv's military administration said residential buildings and warehouses were damaged in the attack. Ukraine's emergency services are continuing search and rescue operations, with officials warning that more people may still be trapped beneath collapsed buildings. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said its forces targeted logistics hubs and supply centers in Kyiv and the surrounding region, claiming the facilities were being used to store and distribute weapons, military equipment, and unmanned aerial vehicles. Moscow also said it had struck three cargo ships near the Black Sea port of Odessa, alleging they were transporting weapons and military supplies. The latest attack comes amid continued heavy fighting between Russia and Ukraine, with both sides intensifying military operations despite ongoing international efforts to end the conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said progress has been made in talks between Oman and Iran over the Strait of Hormuz, raising hopes that a key point of tension between Washington and Tehran could soon be resolved. Speaking on Tuesday, Rubio said that the United States was involved in the negotiations and that while no final agreement had been reached, discussions were moving forward. The BBC cited U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent as saying a deal could be reached as early as today or tomorrow. Diplomatic sources in Tehran also indicated that an agreement could be finalized by the end of Wednesday. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson described the talks in Oman as positive and said discussions were continuing. He said the negotiations are focused on ensuring safe inbound and outbound shipping through the strategically important Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government unveils National Agricultural Policy 2026 to modernize farming sector. Government moves to resolve long-standing ISP use dispute. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha shows redressal for legitimate demands. And Russian missile strike on Ukraine's capital Kyiv kills at least 17 people, injuring 44 others. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.